Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, go is your artist of the day. Your keyword to cash is Avocado. That's avocado. 72881, you're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Avocado. Hey, Jay. Avocado, 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Message and data rates may apply. You feeling all right in there, kid?
Oh, yeah. I sound fabulous, don't
I? Yeah, you sound good. How weird. Back from 3 months vacation and already sick.
You know what happens? It's this place.
I agree.
I walk in and germ
it's
city.
A cesspool of germs.
You just never know what you're going to get.
Well, don't go dying on us, and you better be here tomorrow.
This disease-ridden building.
It totally is.
You know why we're not sick?
Why?
Because we stay here.
That's right.
You guys are used to all the germs.
You can't leave the petri dish.
It's like kids who eat boogers and dirt. They never get sick.
I figure between the little germ magnets I've got at home.
Right.
And then this place, I'm just never going to be well again.
You'll be fine.
It's either that or eventually I'll get one of those teacher immune systems, you know? Did you guys see Patrick Mahomes has been named the MVP?
Woo!
Okay. All right. No, wait. This isn't the big one.
Yeah. Explain this to me.
All right, there are four MVPs, UPI, sports writers.
Okay, that's too many letters. It's like the Golden Globes and the Oscars.
Did you say UTI?
UPI.
Yeah, there's too many.
Not urinary tract infections.
Oh, that's
too many letters.
You got a UTI MPV?
This is the Golden Globes.
This is the Golden Globes.
We're waiting for the Oscar.
And when is the Oscar?
I don't know. I think it's right after the Super Bowl.
I think they get a pickup truck, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's
Can't
a different
we just
one?
Pick one award?
Okay.
This is very confusing.
All right. If you go to the Super Bowl and you win, I don't know of a time they've ever given the MVP to somebody on the losing team. So if you go, and it's almost always the quarterback, but every once in a while it's a running back or a wide receiver, whatever.
Okay.
You go to the Super Bowl, you win, you get a big fat ring with a bunch of diamonds on it. Do you recall when Lynn Swann came in here that one time and he brought his four Super Bowl rings?
Yes.
And you didn't know who Lynn Swann was?
So there are three opportunities to win an MVP award. There's the Golden Globes, which is this one that Mahomes just won.
There's four plus the Super Bowl if you make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
That would be five.
Okay, that's a lot.
So you have four MVP awards. This one's the Golden Globe. The other ones are kind of like BAFTA. You know what I mean? The British Oscars.
The Tonys, whatever.
Right. Patrick Mahomes today won the Golden Globe for the NFL.
So I just asked Ron, who just walked by, and he's a sports person, and Scott and I, between the two of us, don't understand a lot about this.
That's not true.
I said, has this award ever split?
Seems accurate.
How often does this award split? As in the Golden Globes goes to one candidate and the Oscar goes to another. And he said, very rarely.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, Mahomes should win them all.
Well,
and I said, how
other
rarely?
Than, we don't know about the Super Bowl MVP. We're not going to jinx it.
But he meant the other one. I said, how rarely? And he said, he named one time that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes should win them all. And he should get the Oscar.
I
and
agree.
I don't mean the football thing. He should just
he should
get the Oscar.
He should actually get an Oscar.
Yeah. He's kind of awesome.
So, Kara, we told Scott we had the surprise for him yesterday.
I was
so excited.
Yes.
The surprise never came.
It didn't happen until after we left, because Kara Markster never sleeps. She just keeps on working. She keeps on working after we leave.
This sweet boy.
That's why she's sick.
Sweet boy, 10 years old. His name is Brody Vaughn.
Brody Vaughn?
Yes.
Brody Vaughn.
Okay, he's going to be a professional athlete.
Lady killer.
He got Patrick Mahomes' game-worn headband after Saturday's game. We talked to him. Oh, my God, he's darling. He was so excited.
I feel pretty thankful.
He was pretty thankful.
Oh, stop
He thought it was crazy when Mahomes handed him his headband. He was so cute.
I might have to hear more from him at some point.
Oh,
because he's so cute. And he's 10, did
he's
you say?
He's 10, yes. He's from Kansas City.
So the still photograph of this child when Mahomes walked out of that tunnel, took off the headband, and walked over and handed it to him is gold. They
he
need to frame it.
And he had a giant smile, and then he came over and just gave me his headband.
And he said that all of his friends just didn't believe him?
So at first they didn't believe me, but then I showed them it. I took it to school.
And we asked if mom and dad knew that he took it to school, and he's like, yeah, it was no big deal. Like, he's got Mahomes headband, and now he's going to put it in a shadow box in his bedroom.
It needs to be, and it needs to be with that sweet framed photo. It's my favorite story. And we posted that video of Mahomes walking out and giving it to him. And I think the still photo is the best thing because the look on that kid's face.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a Christmas morning look at age, five, where you're like, ah!
He did have a little advice for anybody who's trying to get Mahomes' attention.
Okay.
It's very short advice, but it's very smart.
You got to be loud.
You gotta be loud.
It's like getting on The Price is Right.
I love him so much.
Okay, now this sweet story making me rethink the tweet that I sent last night. I put out a tweet, and it is Chiefs related, and we're not trying to bring everybody down or be negative at all, because you know how much I love this team.
You're talking about the kid that took the beer bottle to the face.
And I tweeted last night, and we're going to talk about this hour. There was a boy from Topeka who also went to that game.
I saw it.
He walked away with a headband that was, given to him as a fan. Just a, we all got those little headbands. And he also walked away with the need for a plastic surgeon because someone threw a beer bottle and it hit him in the face.
In the lip, upper left lip.
In the upper left lip and split that lip wide open. Now, his mom was with him when it happened. I tweeted last night, I want to say a football game is a place that you can take your child. I want to say that. In my heart, I want to be able to say, absolutely take your 10-year-old to the game. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. We saw what happened last weekend with the mass of snowball fights that broke out. The snowball tossing led to this beer throwing, by the way. We know that a cheerleader was injured and now this little boy. Those are the two that I've heard of. Mm-hmm. Now, is that happening at every Chiefs game? No. But
is there
a chance that when you take a very young fan to one of these games, you are going to end up sitting around rowdy fans who don't play by the rules? That's just, that's how it is. Unless you have season tickets and you sit in the same spot every time, you know all of the people around you. And even then, I don't know that would have stopped this child who was injured, Scott, because the beer bottle came from wherever.
I would take a child to a college football game, whether it's KU, Nebraska, whatever. I would never take my child to a Chiefs game.
See, now I'm torn because I said last night, I want to say you should do it.
And
I wouldn't do it. Hear from this sweet little boy.
I've been to Chiefs games, and this is nothing against the Chiefs. And I would say 90%+ of the fans are fantastic.
Yeah.
But there is an element, we cannot deny it, and if you deny it, you're a liar. There is an element at the Chiefs games
bad behavior
that are engaged in drunken bad behavior, and I don't want my kids around it. I've been to plenty of Chiefs games in my life. I've lived in this town for 33 years since I was a teenager. I've been to plenty of Chiefs games. I've been to Chiefs games when a lot of you were not, Todd Blackledge era. But I'm telling you right now, I would not take my kid to a Chiefs game. Nope. And I've taken my kids to Sporting, to KU, to Nebraska, to the Royals. Taken no incidents ever. Never. Never one time.
What is football?
Minus the Sporting KC game where they played against some Mexican club and there was that crazy woman behind us who could not stop yelling the F word.
But you're usually the one, Scott, that says bad things can happen anywhere.
Sure, of course they can, Dana, but you don't have to invite it. I would not take my kid to a Chiefs game.
What is it about football that brings that up?
I don't know.
If you go to the
Royals game, and
two
that,
things.
I think that could happen, but it is a different atmosphere at the Royals.
It totally is.
It is.
Machoism, and I think it has a lot to do with opening up the gates early and encouraging tailgating.
Okay.
Don't Royals fans tailgate?
Not like Chiefs fans do. I mean, at a Chiefs game, it is a religion.
Okay, and to your point about machoism, this was a woman who threw this beer bottle and injured this child. Because the mom saw it, didn't she, Kara? And they did escort the woman out. They did escort her out. But the mom is now saying, I don't know if they took her information, if they... you know, if she's going to be cited, she should be charged. She should be charged.
Agreed. And banned from ever going in there again.
She should be charged, banned, and should have to pay his medical bills. All three of those things. But the mom is wondering if they just escorted the woman out. And you know what? You know what? Said, we don't care who you are. Get out of here. Right. Escorted her out.
Right.
And then it's going to be very, very difficult to figure out who this idiot was.
I love the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has made me a Chiefs fan again. I would never in a million... I would go to another Chiefs game. Now, I'm not going on Sunday because it's going to be too cold and I'm brittle. And my couch is warm and 12 degrees sounds awful to me. You could not pay me to take my kid to a Chiefs game.
Okay, wait, real quick. Listen to this from the text line because I think this guy's onto something. Playoff games? No. Snow games, no. Regular season games, yes. You sit lower level sidelines with the children and you stay away from up top and away from the end zones. And they wrote, you have to be strategic.
Well, apparently you also have to be rich.
Well, that's sit like somebody saying, you just go to a suite. You sit, go to a suite.
Yeah, sit midfield near the sideline. Well, I wish I had $200 per ticket, but I don't. So simmer down. Just don't take your teenage kid.
This wasn't even a teenager, Scott.
I know. That's the worst part. I would not take my kid to a Chiefs game. Wouldn't do it. 576-7798. I love the Chiefs. But you know what seat's really comfortable and my kid won't get hit by a flying beer bottle? My couch.
Well, he might.
Not anymore.
Here's the other deal. If you were sitting anywhere near this woman who threw this beer bottle, you know who she is. You know who did this. Someone has to turn this woman in.
576-7798.
Hey, if ever there was a time for a Generac generator, this weekend was probably the time. Next weekend might be the time. You need to call now. My guys at CM Mosen Son, we were all reminded last weekend why it is very helpful to have a generator. Here's one of the things I want to tell you. I spoke with the owner of CM Mose the other day about generators. There were people who went out to big box stores and tried to find the gasoline type generator to maybe have enough energy to heat their homes. That is not what CM Mosen Son does. They will come and fit your home for a generator, not the kind you drag inside that has carbon monoxide issues, the kind on the outside of your home that automatically kicks in and provides power for everything when the power goes out. In fact, one of the owners texted me and said, I just got an email. My generator just kicked on. It will kick on and it will stay on, not for one day, for days until your power is restored. And you don't have to worry about safety the way you do with those gasoline models. Call my guys at CM Mosen Son now. They will come out and do an estimate, free estimate for you, and fit your home for the appropriate size generator. They will also service that generator, and you're going to get a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at $700 right now on all qualifying Generac generator units. A free 7-year parts and labor warranty. They had a ton of people call this last weekend saying, we have a generator, you guys didn't install it, and it did not kick in when the power went out. You don't have to worry about that with CM Mosen Son because you're getting that free 7-year parts and labor warranty. They will come out, service it, and make sure if the power goes out, that thing will click on. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmosenson.com.
Yeah.
saw you flash a smile that seemed to me to say you wanted so much more than casual conversation. I swear I caught a look before
I don't know if this is an excuse or an attempted humor or what, but 7432 writes in, there are 81 home games for the Royals every season. How many for the Chiefs? 8 plus 2 preseason, maybe? There are so many less games for Chiefs fans to get their craziness out. Then
I would argue it should be the other way. There are so many more games for Royals fans and fewer incidents like this.
Baseball's all about pacing yourself.
When statistically, you That's should true. See more shenanigans during a Royals experience, and you don't.
Well, but baseball is totally all about different. Pacing yourself, and right. it's baseball is a casual all day thing. I mean, a game, especially goes into extra innings, can take forever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Football is done one day a week, and you get all your bent up frustrations with the winter and everything else going on out on Sunday.
Yes.
You drink it out, you puke it out,
yes.
you scream it out.
Yes.
And you're done in 3 hours.
Scott from the text line. Do your panties say liberal across the back today?
Wow.
Because I don't want to take my kid to a Chiefs game,
actually,
I'm a liberal.
His panties say Wednesday.
He's today. Got one for every day of the week.
Well, that's yeah. right. They do. Thank you.
I would agree with you, Rod, unless you're Fountain Girl. And then that doesn't really translate.
Oh, she was drunk, dumb, and funny. But she wasn't violent. She wasn't throwing things. She was just jumping in a fountain.
She was Fountain Girl.
She was hammered.
She was throwing around some offers there.
Yes,
at the
she
end.
Was. That's right.
Well, rumor is in the police car she was, yeah. There's a way I can make
Let
this go
away. Let
me
throw out a proposition.
Police love it when you do that.
I'm just going to put this out there.
And throw it right on out. You can take it or throw it right
Cuffs
back.
Cuffs off, pants down.
Oh, God.
Don't give me this get your craziness out. Grow up. What grade are you in, fifth?
Well, it's just you can't justify what happened.
No, you can't.
Please don't even try.
No. And because I don't want to take my kid to a Chiefs game so they get yelled at and
well,
hear mother blanker all day. And
I was going to say, it's one thing to get drunk and scream and, you know, Raiders suck. And, you know, we're not playing the Raiders. Yeah, but they still suck.
The Raiders suck, man.
So I get all that.
Broncos suck, too.
Playing the Raiders.
But sir, we're playing the Patriots. The Broncos suck, too.
Yeah. And don't even get me started on the Chargers.
Yeah.
But the throwing a beer bottle is just right out uncalled for in any situation.
Amen. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marxer.
Some government workers are finding new jobs. We'll have more next.
Dana Ride here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit on 5470 in Colburn Road and tell them you don't want to pay your taxes. You don't want to pay your tax. Nope. Not that tax. You have to pay those taxes. They will pay your sales tax for you at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit now. Any new or used car, you buy any new or used car, and they will axe your tax. Doesn't matter, new or used. We just bought a used car for our daughter. And if you have a younger driver like we do, and you didn't want to break the bank when you're going in there, but you still want something safe, talk to the folks at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. You will be amazed at their inventory and all of the great great options they have for younger drivers. Great safety features, all makes and models, all price ranges. Head into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Tell them you don't want to pay your taxes. They will offer you that zero sales tax deal as they axe your tax this month. Volkswagen of Lee's Summit on 5470 in Colburn Road or VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com.
3:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Marxer. The TSA administrator is now admitting that those long lines and closed airport checkpoints are the direct result of federal workers calling out because they can no longer afford to work without pay.
The TSA administrator, Pekoski, saying financial hardship is the reason callouts have doubled over the same time last year. The TSA saying that after a month without pay, many workers are staying home to find other paying work. The TSA says they've improved wait times at airports, but many passengers saying that is not the case.
ABC's Andy Field. A UMKC professor has resigned after being accused of coercing foreign graduate students to perform work and personal tasks for him. University officials announced today that Ashim Mitra resigned from the School of Pharmacy. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You know, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability, you want all three. And you get it when you shop at Olathe Kia. an Olathe Subaru. You know, I'm driving the Kia Sportage right now. I love this car. And my youngest daughter even asked, Dad, can I have this car when I'm old enough to drive? I said, no, you may not. Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, any Kia from there. And if it's gadgets and options you like, Kia has them all. I'm not kidding you, man. They got more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay.
Mm-hmm.
The Olathe Subaru, right now you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at olathesubaru.com and olathekia.com. See for yourself. Check them out online. And then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Folks, take it easy as you're heading out and about, especially through the latter half of today and for tonight. We have a disturbance rolling on in and a light wintry mix in the forecast. A winter weather advisory issued by the National Weather Service, and that kicks in this evening and runs through 9 a.m. Thursday morning. Now, for the rest of today, we have some lingering fog in place. Temperatures hovering in the low 30s. Could see some drizzle or light freezing drizzle. Starting this evening, we have a mix of rain and freezing rain in the forecast. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KEMBZ Weather.
It's 32 right now at KCI, 33 in Blue Springs, 33 at your official weather station. KEMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KEMBZ.
Every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee.
Ooh. Hey, we gotta do a little Melissa Etheridge today. I was standing right in the door of a studio, and the phone rang in the studio in the back. And Ellen answered it. She was in there, and I'm like, because I was just there. I'm like, hey, you going to be in here for a while? Or, you know, when can I get in to record? She goes, it's going to be a little bit. And then, bring, bring. Wait, Rod, don't leave. Bring, bring. She picks up the phone. You know who's on the other line? Fellow Leavenworthian, Melissa Etheridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she's no Barry Manilow.
No, she's not. So maybe we get a little Melissa Etheridge in later on this afternoon. I have a story here. Rod, when you get back, I want you to play along. You've heard about Jeff Bezos, right?
Yes.
And he's getting a divorce after 25 years.
He's worth like $600 trillion
It's $165 billion.
Whatever.
That is correct. The former fiance, follow me here. The former fiance of Jeff Bezos' current flame, her name is Lauren Sanchez. This is the woman that Jeff Bezos is having an affair with, okay? Her former fiance shared insights Sunday into their relationship and offered a few words of warning for the Amazon CEO. Anthony Miller, a five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver who spent 10 years in the NFL, told the Daily Mail on Sunday that Sanchez was cheating on him and he could not trust her when they were dating and engaged. Miller said he and Sanchez were together for 4 years and engaged for more than two. She was a good person to have around when she was with you. If you needed a massage or something to eat, she'd be there for you. But if she was away from you, don't trust her. Miller also accused Sanchez of being frugal and noted she always wanted the athlete to pay for things for her. He also says she pressured him into asking for marriage. She also dated Lakers point guard Derek Fisher.
Okay. What does she anchor exactly?
She's some local LA gal. She's got fake lips. I mean, she's really got the...
I see her.
She's got the stuff in the lips.
Okay. Yeah.
So I thought, because she not only dated Derek Fisher, but also dated Anthony Miller, she is what we call a jock sniffer.
She kept the ring, huh?
She did, which, by the way, I don't think is legal.
It's not. It is not.
I think the
ring is the promise for engagement.
Right.
The wedding ring is the gift.
Right.
So you get to keep the wedding ring. You do not get to keep the engagement ring.
So I thought we would play a really quick round of Sniff That Jock, because she's clearly a jock sniffer.
Clearly.
Derek Fisher, Anthony Miller, these guys. So I'm going to play you clips, four clips. You tell me who these people are. You ready?
Okay.
Are you ready to sniff that jock?
Fine, I'm ready.
Here it is. First one.
Okay. Just keep running and picking and looking because there's going to be some holes created there. We're getting it. We're a little distorted right now, but we're going to be fine.
All right.
Distorted right now, but we're going to be fine. It sounds Texas-ish.
I'm going to tell you, by the way, let me just preface this all by saying...
Is that like a Jimmy Johnson or something?
No. Let me tell you this. All are local.
Oh, okay. All are local.
So you want me to play that
play
one again?
Play it again and turn it up a little bit. Okay. It's very hard for me to hear.
I'm doing the best I can, but I had to record it a little bit low today because of the station I was at. Here it is.
Just keep running and picking and looking because there's going to be some holes created there. We're getting it. We're a little distorted right now, but we're going to be fine.
Okay. Sniff that jock. Who is that?
I don't think I can sniff that jock.
That jock belongs to Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, Marty.
Mm-hmm. Old Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, man.
All right, you ready to sniff another jock?
I knew it wasn't Andy Reid. Okay, go ahead.
All right, sniff this jock.
Okay.
Yes, you can see, look at the headgear of the center. Yeah. Hollab, E.J. Hollab. Look at my headgear.
You're like a kicker.
I'm having a good day because his is all battered up and mine's clean and everything else. So,
sniff that jock.
Oh, it's got to be football.
Okay. Well, he did say headgear.
Can
you sniff that jock? These are all local. They're all local.
I know. Is it? Wait.
Uh-huh.
Would this be someone affiliated with Channel 9?
I just need you to sniff that jock.
Is it, you know,
that guy.
Yeah. He's been friends with Chris for 40 years. You know.
I don't know.
Former Chiefs quarterback and Super Bowl great, drinking a Fresca and smoking a cigarette on the sidelines.
Huh.
Oh, my gosh. It starts with an L.
Oh.
I keep wanting to say Lynn. Oh, my God. Dawson. Hello?
What's his name?
Lynn Dawson.
Okay. That is correct.
I knew it.
Are you ready to sniff
one
more?
I keep wanting to say Lynn Elliott.
I got two more jocks for you to sniff. Are you ready?
Fine.
Okay. Sniff this jock.
Jayhawks win it in overtime. 75-68. KU.
Please, that's Bob Davis.
You sniff that jock very well.
All day long.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sniff this jock.
It was a great win.
That's Patrick Mahomes.
The defense stepped up big, played great all game long. Offense, we started fast, had a kind of a dry spell, but we.
Oh my God! Oh my God! While you were gone, we decided for an impromptu game of sniff that jock. So, for the record, for those of you who have never heard the game played before, it started because of, what was her name?
It does not matter. Don't say her name. Bless her heart.
The chick that was dating Hosmer.
Yeah.
And she worked at Channel 41. She was the traffic reporter in the morning, right? And let's just say she bounced between Arrowhead and Kauffman Stadium, allegedly. She had a fondness for the jock. Allegedly.
Athletes, yes.
Yes, for the athletes. And that's how the sniff that jock.
She was, in fact, an athletic supporter.
That is correct, Rod. That's right. So just now, while you were gone, I played Patrick Mahomes. And as I'm playing it, I turn the mics off. And Dana looks at me and she goes, I would sniff that jock like a 41 Action News traffic reporter.
I simply said I was able to sniff that jock less than a Will Sterrett type
jam or no jam.
I think I did it in 0.3 seconds.
But did you say when we were off air,
I said
I would sniff that jock like a 41 Action News traffic reporter.
I said I just sniffed that jock like a I wouldn't because he's young enough to be my son. But I did in playing this game. Boom, mic dropped.
It was a great win. I mean, the defense stepped up big, played great all game long. Offense, we started fast, had a kind of a dry spell, but we finished it off in the end. So it's a great team win. We get the opportunity to play here again next week.
I love him.
What's this, Kingdom Coming?
Oh. Okay, there's a new Chiefs, what do you call it?
Anthem?
Pump up anthem song. And we played one of them for you Friday.
Right. And then...
I'm trying to remember what it was called. Get Up and Go or something. It was really good.
I don't remember.
It was definitely a jam. Like, you can crank it in your earphones and work out and boom, boom, boom. One of those.
Okay, now there's a new one called Kingdom Coming.
It's very good. Yeah. Like, our win is coming.
Who did this?
Dan Weinbaum found it.
But who's the artist?
A local artist. I am not sure. He was telling me about it in the newsroom. He really is high on the song.
The moment you step in the stadium, and it's an honor to play in front of these fans.
Chiefs Kingdom, Arrowhead Pride. Let's go, baby. Competition terrified. D4, Travis Kelce, Tyreek, Chris Jones, Justin Houston, Patrick Mahomes, United. Goal. No stopping us, gonna win the Super Bowl. D4, Travis Kelce, Tyreek, Chris Jones, Justin Houston, Patrick Mahomes.
I love it. Really quick,
can I be honest?
I like the other one better.
That's terrible.
If you really are going to the game this weekend, I want everyone to listen to this.
They,
if you
all
are
did
going,
was say names.
If you are going to this game.
Blizzard warning on Saturday.
A Fox Sports host has just said the Chiefs' home field advantage will be ruined by the weather and, quote, it will be too cold for Chiefs fans to be loud on Sunday. Okay. Listen to this.
That song sucks.
What a dork. Arrowhead is considered one of the loudest stadiums in America, college or pro. Well,
who said this? Colin Cowherd?
Yes. How'd you know?
Because he's an idiot.
It'll be 9 below. Everyone's going to be wearing a ski mask. People aren't going to be standing and cheering. They're going to be huddled, wearing wool and trying to stay warm, wearing something over their mouths.
When you're cold, the best thing you can do is stand and stomp your feet and move around and scream and yell.
Colin Cowherd is in desperate need of other people's attention.
Kansas City Chiefs just tweeted it out and said, LOL.
Let's just say I don't think Colin Cowherd was breastfed when he was a baby, if you know what I mean. Let's just say he got the formula, okay? That's all I know.
Interesting.
Don't think he got the mother's milk.
Okay. To completely 100% change topics, we got to go to break. When we get back, I'm going to tell you, Scott Parks, about a run, do not walk that you will actually be interested in.
Like Creed 2?
Yeah, but this is, I couldn't get through an episode without crying.
Was it like The Empire Strikes Back?
I'll tell you about it when we get back.
All right.
Hey, somebody just asked on the text line, what was that menu you were talking about? It is the January prefix menu at Jasper's. Yes, it's restaurant week, but did you know Jasper's is so fantastic? They need more than a week to do their deal. They are doing it all month long. Go into Jasper's, make your reservation, ask for the special prefix menu. It includes 4 courses the entire month of January. It is time once again. They've been doing it for 45 years. That menu is offered through January 31st. 4 courses, including lobster bisque, tossed salad, a choice of chicken sienna, pasta and Tuscan pork ragu, or the San Pietro fish, which is my favorite thing on the menu, as well as the chocolate tartufo to round things off for dessert. It is available Monday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. Make your reservations online now, jasperskc.com, or call 816-941-6600, 816-941-6600. You know, our daughter-in-law is so excited. She's waiting for, in a couple of weeks, actually, I think it will be ready, a new ring that they have purchased for the arrival of their first child, coming here very shortly, actually. And she went into Kriegel Mesh Diamonds, sat down, private appointment, designed something that she thought she would wear on her right hand. They helped her do it. They designed it for her. They sold it directly to her. Her jaw hit the floor when they told her the cost because it was so much better than half of the cost everywhere else. And they shopped around. They came in from out of state and looked around at what it would cost. She had some loose diamonds that belonged to her mother. They looked around at what it would cost to put those in a custom ring and add, I think, 2 or 3 other diamonds to kind of round it off. And she saved thousands of dollars going to Scott and Steve. She's thrilled. Give them a call. It is what they do. They are wholesalers, and man, are you going to save money. 913-660-9609 for your private appointment. 913-660-9609 or always online at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try.
I'm telling you, it's about this pimple's about to pop. The TSA has just issued a statement in which they say, and I quote, the TSA. Oh, Rod, you had something you wanted to tell me real quick.
The TSA says,
quote, many employees are reporting they are not able to report to work due to financial limitations. In other words, I live in Independence or I live in DeSoto. I can't afford to drive to the airport every day. I'm just not coming in now because you're not paying me. I got no gas. Sorry, Rod. Go ahead.
It's fine. It's hard to get around without gas. I know. I've tried. So here's the deal. We got power back in my house last night. I got to be in my own home.
Yes.
Everybody went to bed. I was looking for something to watch on TV, and I'd heard about this thing on Netflix. It's a documentary, and it's called Medal of Honor.
Okay.
And it's done by Robert Zemeckis, who made Forrest Gump and Back to the Future and countless other films. Basically, each episode takes one Medal of Honor winner. And they are, I shouldn't say winner, recipient. Yeah. And they go through everything about that person. And they talk about what happened, why they were given the Medal of Honor. And in some cases, if the people are alive still, they have eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
And they talk, and it is, like, I'm getting choked up even thinking about it. It is so good and so cool. And I highly recommend you, Scott Parks, watch this. It sounds fantastic.
Good.
It's called Medal of Honor. It's on Netflix. There's 8 episodes, and each episode is a different person. And the entire episode is that person and what happened. And the first one right out of the gate, you're just like, oh my God.
Somebody just wrote in, Rod, I stopped watching the show because I was tired of crying.
Do you know why I love this idea, though, Rod, as a documentary? When the president does this ceremony, okay, and it happens a few times in every presidency where they give the Medal of Honor, they do a, you know, spoken explanation, a very...
Yeah, this is kind of why...
Yeah, abbreviated spoken explanation. And I think most people listen to it, and they're like, oh, wow, yeah, great, you know, and then you move on, you watch the little ceremony, you move on. This really shows you what these...
Yeah, and by the time it's over, you're
what
like,
these people
damn
did.
Right he gets a Medal of Honor! His family shouldn't have to pay taxes anymore after that.
I love it. And there's 8 of them?
There's 8 of them so far. There's supposedly going to be a second season where they go through more, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
And it is fantastic. It is so good. It's done so well. And like I said, if you're not crying by the end of it, you have no heart whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah.
You bald?
Oh, like a baby.
Really?
Oh, yeah, bad, yeah. Like I said, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. It was awesome. Really cool. I'm very... You know, they do the reenactment, but it's done really well. It's not cheesy at all. And I mean, I can't recommend it enough.
Well, I don't know if you saw, there was I think it's on the front page of the paper today. Yeah, here it is. Under the fold, Netflix is raising its prices to pay for big spending. And if you read the article, Netflix is getting, I mean, not that they weren't in the game. They were in the game. They're getting in the game.
Yeah. Some of the best stuff you will ever watch.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Is on Netflix.
So, like, you know, you're paying, Rod, a little bit extra now for Netflix, whether you want to or not. You may not notice. But this story in the Wall Street Journal goes on to say, Netflix ain't screwing around no more.
No, and I'm all for it. I don't mind paying a little more. And it's great to be able to watch it, you know, without interruption
but
and all
these
that.
But these kinds of programs like Medal of Honor that you're talking about, and I haven't seen it, but I'd like to see it. These things aren't free. They cost money to produce and to put on. You have to hire people, obviously.
Bird Box.
Bird Box was on Netflix. What was the one with
Ozark was on
Underwood,
there.
House of Cards. Yeah. Wasn't that Netflix?
Yep.
Yep. So you got to pay for it if you want it.
The Tidying Lady's on there now.
The less you talk right now, the best.
The Tidying Lady, can I just say, if it doesn't bring you joy,
get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Yes.
I have never realized how much other people's stuff in my house doesn't bring me joy.
Like,
I've been tossing left and right. Nope, doesn't bring me joy. Nope.
All you kids,
not
out.
That,
yeah.
Not that, not you.
Cats, holy shirts.
Cats, you have not brought me joy. Out. Sir,
I was organizing his sweatshirts the other day, and I'm like, I'm going to be honest.
By organizing, deciding which one we're going to keep and which one we're going to throw away.
They need to be in one space, sweetheart. Which are we wearing this?
The nerve.
He's like, yes, we wear that. And I'm like, since Reagan was in office.
I think that's mean.
You watch that series, and you will be throwing out your mother's diaries. Nope, it's gone.
I'm not a hoarder like you.
I'm not a hoarder either.
I'm
a thrower-outer. He's the hoarder.
I'm a thrower-outer. You, by the way, only speak when you need to. We've got to keep you around for tomorrow.
I sound fine. It's fine.
You do sound fine. You sound like me when I was 13 and I started noticing hair
Have you watched all of the episodes of this? Does it bring me joy?
No, I haven't. I've started watching it like the last 2 days of my maternity leave. And
you'll throw out all your baby stuff. It's kind of dangerous.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Keyword to cash is mask, M-A-S-K. Text it into 72881. Mask, 72881. Newsroom, Karamarks.
Happening now on KMBZ. Freezing rain and sleet could make for a slick morning rush hour. More next.
Speaking of mask, if you or your spouse, someone in your family, is supposed to wear the CPAP machine, the lovely, loud CPAP machine, and they're supposed to be wearing it, and they don't, I want you to listen to this. 50% of CPAP users who desperately need that treatment, it is important, stop using the machine. And we all know why. Not going to get into that here. It is not pleasant. If that sounds like you, you need it and you've put that machine away because you hate it, call my folks at Mark's Sleep Center. They have a much better, more peaceful, quiet, compact option for you, and it's covered by most medical insurance plans. They will do a custom-made dental mouthpiece for you that fits over your teeth, gently aligns your airway, and helps allow the normal airflow to the lungs as you sleep. It is important if you need that treatment that you have that treatment. So if you've put the machine away, call my folks at Mark's Sleep Center. Put a better night's sleep for you, your spouse, on your list of New Year's resolutions this year with Mark's Sleep Center. Mark's with an X. You're going to love this thing. It's compact. It's comfortable. It doesn't make loud noises. It doesn't, you know, gather bacteria in the hoses. Ugh. Call Mark's Sleep Center. 816-452-2000. 816-452-2000. Or MARXSleep.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.